Ray Foley on Today FM.
Hello.
My name is Ray Foley. There's my friend JP.
Hiya.
And my other friend, Kira King, is here.
Hello.
Darling, good to see you. What is the thing? What is the thing that Wrigley's sell that you put in your mouth and you can blow bubbles with it?
Chewing gum.
It's what?
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum?
Yes.
You're also from the west of Ireland, as
yes.
am I.
Why? What do other people say?
I very often am corrected. I often say chung gum or chung gum.
Oh, yeah, chung gum.
Chung gum.
Yeah, that I'm familiar with that language.
Can I get a few chung gums?
Yeah. No, I always said chewing gum because I can speak properly. But, yeah, no, I understand that.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Straight out of the gate and shots fired, John Paul. Absolutely unnecessary, my God.
And maybe you've brought this up already. Were you talking about the 5-pack of Wrigley? Or was that Wrigley or was that something different?
There was a thing.
There was a little white packet and there was like 5 little chewing gum tabs in it.
They looked like golf balls.
Kings? No. They were different. They were golf balls.
There was golf balls and were they spearmint flavoured?
Yes.
And they were spiky. They were kind of spiky
on the
outside.
They were the golf balls. Yeah,
was it golf balls they were called, Kira?
They were hollow, were they?
People are texting in now and they're saying golf balls.
Yeah. Anyway. You know, you don't remember that little one? Maybe it wasn't Wrigley's. Maybe it was a different make.
There was one that had like it was like a strip. It was a cylindrical plastic, clear plastic, and it had all different little coloured ones. And when you were eating the blue one, you'd think it was tasted like blueberry, but it didn't. It just tasted like sugar. Do you remember that one?
No. Grace has been in touch. She says, Ray, chewing gum is a total Ballina thing. Chewing gum spelled C-H-U-N-G.
Oh, so it's specific to Ballina, where I'm from.
Chewing gum.
Chewing gums.
Well, I mean,
give us a few chewing gums.
You're so snobby about Ballina people, actually, aren't
hey.
You?
Hey, warning, warning, Jemember. This is a Jemember warning. Jemember, remembering stuff on the radio.
Where's the... Why isn't it going off with the horns? I hate that. I always use the wrong one. Sorry, what was it? What was your one then?
What do you mean, what was my one?
What was your... The round one, was it a round one?
No, it wasn't a round one. It was a little white packet and it had 5, like, tabs that you'd get now in a packet of chewing gum.
Trudy's been in touch. I think she remembers. She says, was it Wrigley's PK was in the small pack?
Yes. Yes, Judy. Thank you.
Or Sandra says, could it have been Arrow Mint?
No, it was PK because I do remember the letters PK. So,
Do you remember Hubba Bubba?
I do indeed, yeah.
I'd say the Hubba Bubbas are still going, are they?
They must be.
Do you remember the cola flavour Hubba Bubba? Do you remember?
I remember the orange one, but not the cola one.
Are you already on what? Orange one?
Yeah, there was an orange
one, JP.
An orange Hubba Bubba?
It was literally orange.
I don't remember that. There was a strawberry one and there was a cola one.
You're telling me there wasn't an orange-flavoured Hubba Bubba?
No.
I was a chewing on a Starburst for ages. Refusing to swallow. Come here, I'm no good at blowing bubbles with these yolks.
He's that tight. No, this is chewing gum.
Right.
Can I have one of your opal fruits?
Me ma would give me a segment of a tangerine to chew for a few hours. There you go. That's Hubba Bubba orange, that is.
And blow bubble with that.
Poor JP.
He grew up very poor, though, you see.
Times must have been tough.
To make a segment of a tangerine last. You're ever sat so much. Suck on that. Now, don't chew it, suck it.
This is great stuff. David says, do you remember Bazooka chewing gum? It had tattoo transfers in it. You wouldn't get that nowadays for kids,
bazooka.
Would you?
Yeah, you couldn't give children Bazooka. Do you remember Juicy Fruits? Juicy Fruits still going? And do you remember the stick of chewing gum you get in the packet of cards?
Oh, like lovely smell, yeah.
Like Topps cards with the packet of Batman cards or a packet of cards. Do you remember
then you'd get the chewing gum, right? And it only have one kind of chewing gum bit in it and you'd pull it out, but it was like a trap and it snapped your finger.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
This is good stuff.
This is good stuff, though, isn't it?
Paul says there was also Hollywood chewing gum. Do you remember Hollywood chewing gum?
No.
No,
oh, dear.
Paul, you're old.
You're on your own.
Warning, warning, Jemember. This is a Jemember warning, Jemember.
So that's it. We've covered everything now, have we?
Well, no, sorry. D says rubble gum as well. Do you remember rubble gum?
Oh, of course, rubble gum. Rubble gum was horrible. It was little bits, little colouredy bits of like, they were just little pebbles. And you'd have to take a fistful of it and stick it all in and chew all those little bits and it'd be
they're
very bitty
like
in your mouth.
Space pieces.
No, that's different. You're thinking of space, right? That's the crackly ones, is it?
Yeah. No.
Guys, anyway. Come on.
Guys, this is good stuff.
Thanks, Dolly.
Come on, guys. It's Kira King. There's Kira King.
All right, let's have a look at something. What are we looking at?
Well, this is what everybody is talking about this week, and it's Last One Laughing UK. It's on Prime Video, and it's streaming now. The last two episodes dropped this morning.
What was their format of, for releases of episodes on this? Because I was expecting to come out every week or to be lasting months and months, because there's been such... But like this morning even, in our group chat, people were dropping in clips and bits of the UK one. Now, there was an Irish one.
There was an Irish one. Was that last year or was it 2 years ago? I'm trying to remember. But actually, I've since discovered there's the Last One Laughing Australia, South Africa.
It's all over, yeah.
It's all over the place. I obviously only heard about it last year with the Irish one and I watched it. And Last One Laughing UK is just a who's who of the best of British comedy. Mm. And I have to say, it's been really enjoyable. And those of you that don't know what it is, a whole load of famous comedians are put into a room. And the whole premise is they are not allowed to laugh. And of course, they have to try and make each other laugh to knock each other out. If you laugh once, you get a yellow card. And if you laugh twice, you're gone, you're out. Mm. And this happens over a period of a couple of hours. And like, you're talking the who's who. So Jimmy Carr presents it and Roisin Conaty is beside him on the couch. Rob Beckett, Daisy May Cooper, Joe Wilkinson, who I absolutely and utterly love, Bob Mortimer, who I just want to adopt. I love him so much.
Bob Mortimer's amazing.
Yeah, Joe Lycett's in it, Lou Sanders, Richard Ayoade's in it as well. And I mean, straight away you go, well, he's going to win, isn't he? Because his whole thing, his whole shtick is not laughing. Like, it's so deadpan. So it's been very interesting to watch it unfold. And they've introduced like some special guests to try and get the contestants to laugh and whatnot. I obviously don't want to spoil it for anyone because I really enjoyed watching this, but Danny Dyer makes an appearance and he's involved in a Harry Potter sketch. That's all I'm going
to
tell you.
That's the clip that was sent to me this morning. Yeah. I've seen loads of clips. I'm dying to actually sit down and watch it. It's going to be this weekend. It is my must watch. There's been a bit of a kind of a, the Irish, you know, saying that the Irish one not as good or people, of course, okay, it's an Irish thing.
Hold up. Yeah. I know all these comedians because I was a huge fan of 8 out of 10 Cats Do Countdown, and basically I've watched every quiz show and comedy show that the UK has produced. So I'm familiar, really familiar with all of these comedians, and that's why I think that I enjoyed it even more. And to talk about the Irish one, we don't have that same format in Ireland for people to be as familiar.
This was exactly my thought. This is exactly my thought on the Irish one, because it's like you're just taking a bunch of people who might know each other previously, mm-hmm. or you know, from working clubs together or being on the road, but we're only seeing them together in the context of them working together for the first time as an audience in completely mm-hmm. fresh. Whereas we've seen this bunch of comedians in various forms, and you know, 8 and 9 out of 10 Cats and Mock the Week and all these.
Taskmaster, you name
all,
it.
Like,
so I really liked all of the comedians, you know, that took part or whatever. I found it, incredibly enjoyable. But I will say something about humans. It doesn't matter how smart you are, it doesn't matter how political or satirical your comedy is, people break with the crude stuff and the toilet humour and the jokes about bodily parts and functions.
Dude.
We are so basic.
Dude, we did a whole hour. The last hour was waking your partner up for a whistling session and helps you go back to sleep. The most base, crude, ridiculous, silly carry-on.
Hang on,
whistling.
That wasn't about whistling.
Jamie thinks it was just about whistling. Daft. And farts. We've been doing fart jokes for 25 years. There's a reason why it works.
It does not matter, as I said, how clever or how brilliant any of those comedians are in that house. It all comes down to toilet humour, and that's what breaks people.
How many episodes are there?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, because I flew through them.
Jizzle pizzle.
I think there's at least 6 or maybe 8 max. Mm. This thing has been getting just wall-to-wall rave reviews. Comedy's usually fairly subjective and divisive. Everybody is saying this is great.
Last One Laughing UK, worth
really
checking
fun.
Out. We'll have a listen to one more trailer. What are we looking at?
The Studio.
I can't believe it's out.
Yeah, well, the first two episodes are out and then an episode drops every week on Apple TV. This is Seth Rogen's new one.
Have a listen. This is called The Studio. A general gist, it's what? It's like, are they making it a movie or is it the running of the studio?
It's the running of the studio.
Okay, have a listen.
Being the head of Continental is the only job I've ever wanted. I'm honored, obviously, to be one of the people that gets to choose, you know, which movies get made and which ones don't. That's huge. And I got into all this because... You know, I love movies, but now I have this fear that My job is to ruin them.
The job is a meat grinder. The job makes you stressed and panicked and miserable. But when it all comes together, you make a good movie. It's good forever.
Well, you're going to get us all fired.
It's called The Studio. Seth Rogen is the star and creator.
And he stars as this guy called Matt Remick, and he's become the newly appointed head of Continental Studios, and he takes his movies really seriously. He's wanted this job all his life, and then he gets the job, and Bryan Cranston, his boss, wants to make movies about Jenga and about Kool-Aid, okay, which is the famous American drink. And it's a really funny satirical look at what's going on with movies in LA and the movies that we've seen in the last couple of years about...
The Barbie movie, is it? Or
well, Barbie, yeah, because Barbie's actually referenced, and Tetris. There was a movie about Tetris. So there's a whole, like, yeah, he wants to make a movie about Kool-Aid, and Seth Rogen's character is like, I can't make a movie about Kool-Aid. I'm a serious guy that's into movies. So he manages to get Martin Scorsese, who plays himself, on board to make this really serious movie about Kool-Aid, but obviously the studio don't want it. They want a ridiculous action packed movie about the drink Kool-Aid, by the way. That's literally what I'm talking about. So you've got this amazing cast that are acting, like Seth Rogen, Catherine O'Hara, Catherine Hahn, Bryan Cranston. But then you've got real-life celebrity cameos from the likes of Martin Scorsese. I don't want to give away the first episode. It's genius. Martin Scorsese, Charlize Theron, Ron Howard, Greta Lee. And I've only seen, like, I've seen the first two episodes. The second episode is hilarious. It's based around how they're trying to get an evening shot with the sunset in LA, and it doesn't go to plan. There's a bang of, like, Call My Agent and extras about it. And
I was about to say the take of it.
Yeah. But also celebrities and these really famous people not taking themselves seriously. Oh, Catherine O'Hara is just, she plays this character called Patty, who Seth Rogen takes over from. And she's brilliant in it. Like, the cast so far, and I've only seen two episodes, and the celebrity cameos, brilliant. Like, I cannot wait
Kira
to
likes
see
it. Kira likes it.
Yeah, because I've been missing something in my life since Call My Agent. I loved that show so much.
Yeah.
And I loved Ricky Gervais and extras, and I loved that kind of, you know, that kind of line between celebrities playing themselves and then cameos, and I love that sort of stuff.
Great.
Also, Seth Rogen is so funny. He's really, really funny.
Well, he is. He's brilliant. He was behind The Boys, the live adaptation of the comic books. It's called The Studio.
The Studio. Two episodes are on Apple TV, and then, as I said, an episode gets dropped every week.
What are we watching? We're going to watch a film.
Yeah, Novocaine is in the cinemas this Friday if you're looking for something to watch. Jack Quaid, you might know him from The Boys, or also being the nipple baby son of Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid.
He's good. He's great in The Boys.
Yeah, he's amazing in The Boys. That was where, obviously, I first came across him. But anyway, he plays this guy called Nate, and he can't feel pain due to a genetic disorder that renders his nervous system completely unaware. So the whole movie is based around this premise.
Novocaine, have a listen.
So, what's your deal?
My deal? I'm just a regular guy with a regular job, but I've got this condition where I don't feel pain.
You're a superhero.
No. I just want to know where Sherry is.
You ever fired a gun before?
Why don't you just call the police?
You think I'm in on this?
Manslaughter, Grand Theft Auto.
Do you know what it's like to wait your whole life to meet someone? Someone who finally gives your life meaning? Would you wait around for someone else to save her? Or would you do it yourself?
So there are superhero vibes to it, but it's having the crack.
But it's not superhero vibes. It's actually a really interesting concept because of this genetic disorder. Like, he has to set a timer because for every 3 hours so that he'll go to the toilet so that his bladder doesn't burst.
Well, because he doesn't feel the discomfort of needing to go for a pee.
Yeah, so obviously with this genetic disorder of not being able to feel pain, he finds it really hard to meet people. So he's a general manager in this bank, and Sherry is the girl that works there, and himself and Sherry connect, and they share an amazing night together, which is incredible, until the next day when there is a bank heist and Sherry gets kidnapped. And he decides, I'm going to go, I've met the love of my life, and I'm going to go and I'm going to find her and I'm going to track her down. So, like, loads of stealing of cars and gun shootouts and bombs and explosions. And obviously the main premise of the whole movie is this guy really getting, I mean, really showing the fact that he can't feel any pain.
What happens if he gets shot in the head?
Well, he dies then, JP. Yeah.
Oh, but can I just
say
that?
You won't feel it, but like you wouldn't feel it anyway.
Also,
it's
not
a pretty short film though then.
Yeah, not for the faint-hearted.
There'll be a sharp twist at the end.
You're saying I'll never be a screenwriter?
Not for the faint-hearted. Like there's,
oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, oh,
really not. Like they really go there with how much.
Is it a comedy or what is it?
This character, a little bit slapstick. I don't really know what it is, to tell you the truth. A little bit of a love story, but maybe not that much chemistry between himself and Sherry. It's an interesting concept, and it'll pass a couple of hours. And if you're looking for something random to watch in the cinema this weekend, I would say no.
Oh, it's actually going to be in the pictures. I was about to say it has a. This is a bang of streamer off it, which is it's going straight onto one of the Netflix or whatever. It's actually in the cinema.
It is this weekend.
Novocaine, starring Jack Quaid. You can check that out yourself.
Thank you. See you next week.
See you next week.
Ray Foley on Today FM.